Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Welcome to the Feel Good Podcast with Kimberly Snyder. Our goal is to help you develop a lifestyle that promotes health, wholeness, and healing. Feeling good is about accepting who we are and living from a place of inner peace in our perfectly imperfect lives. Thursday is our community show where I cover a themed topic and answer four questions that come right here from members of our community, just like you. We are here to support you in living your most beautiful, inspired, and joyful life with a focus on health, wellness, meditation and spirituality, and personal empowerment. I'm your host, Kimberly Snyder, founder of the Saluna lifestyle brand, New York Times bestselling author, and nutritionist. Now let's get started. Hey, beauties. Welcome back to our Thursday Q&A podcast. I really love this show because I love hearing what you guys are thinking about and wondering. And today our topic is staying healthy while traveling, which is a huge topic because a lot of us travel, especially now that it's winter and it's cold, maybe for the holidays, maybe for a weekend, maybe for a getaway, or in the next few months for your spring break. Whatever it is, traveling is part of our life. And so we want to cover tips and strategies for staying on track while you're traveling. And I'm really excited about this as well because I travel a lot personally and I have a lot of personal tips to give you guys. So before we launch in, I just want to give a shout out to Caitlin, our amazing general manager of Saluna, who's on the podcast with me today. Hello, Kay.
Hey, happy to be back this week and talk about this topic. I love traveling too, and I know you have a big trip coming up in just a couple of days, and a lot of people, whether it be holiday, like you said, or just any time you travel, everybody always tends to fall off track. So especially you traveling to so many places, yeah. We know you have a lot of hacks and ways to make things easier that people don't think of. Like, I don't know, I could do that with the airport or airplane. So we're really looking forward to that and giving insight to some of the beauty's questions today.
Yes. Awesome, Kay. Thank you so much. Let's hear our first beauty's question.
Sure. So the first one is from Lillian, and she's living in Baltimore, Maryland. And she says, I travel a lot for work, so I'm constantly eating out. When I'm home, I have a strict routine for exercise and plant-based eating. But as soon as I'm on the road, everything gets tossed out the window, and I find myself eating animal products and going out for drinks for client meetings and not exercising at all. Do you have any tips to help me stay on track while I'm away for business?
Lillian, thank you so much for your question. First of all, you said that you travel a lot for work. So it sounds like this is happening quite frequently in your life. And there's almost this dichotomy between being home and being strict and then being out and letting it all go. So I wonder if some of it is related to stress from work travel, which is really, can feel like a lot. And then on top of that, if you're being really, really strict with yourself, it can feel like too much. I say this because I heard you say the word strict in your question, saying when you're home, you're strict, but when you're working, you're more lax. So I wonder if we can create more of a balance through both, whether you're home or whether you're traveling. There are certain practices that or just your self-care practices that feel really good to you and you want to take care of yourself and it doesn't feel like you're being strict, but it feels like you're being loving with yourself and it actually feels good. So to me, these practices will be easy to maintain. The first one that comes to mind is hot water with lemon. You can do that while you're traveling. You can do that on an airplane even though I know some of the water on the planes is gross. You can get hot water with lemon if you absolutely had to, or you could get it in the airport and bring it in. You could do that in a hotel room. You can do that at home. And I feel our bodies crave routine. Our bodies, just like everything else in nature, including the sun and the moon, run on this, you know, this rhythm, this cycle, the circadian rhythm of the planet, the 24-hour cycle. And so when we put our bodies in a state of rhythm from the beginning of the day, from the morning up, we just feel a lot more grounded. And when we feel grounded, we tend to be less stressed and we tend to make better decisions that serve ourselves for the rest of the day because we're less reactive, less stress prone, less prone to food cravings. It doesn't mean they don't come up sometimes, but we're starting the day in a stronger position. We're starting the day in a very nourished position. So I would say, you know, Lillian, just, or even if you put a couple lemons in your suitcase, but just starting with regularity, give your body, you know, no matter where you are, the morning ritual, morning practice of grounding in, meditation, making hot water with lemon or buying it on the road, taking your 2-SBO probiotics. Those are things that you can do anytime, anywhere. Sometimes the glowing green smoothie, the GGS, may be more difficult on the road. Sometimes you can make it in a hotel. Sometimes you can get it at a local smoothie shop. I do this in New York. I give them the exact ingredients, tell them what to make. But for sure, the first part of your routine should stay as much as possible stable for work or travel, especially because you're traveling a lot for work. It's important, too, that you start each trip off. We don't have, you know, none of us has perfect willpower. But if you start your trip off on a strong foot, so that morning you're leaving, you're on point, you know, you're on the airplane, you know, take a moment to make yourself a gluten-free hummus wrap or bring some, you know, bananas and kale chips or almonds or whatever your snacks are. So you've done your morning practice and then you've eaten well on the plane. I find that when you start or, you know, it could be in your car if you're driving, I'm not sure how far you're traveling, but starting the trip off on a strong foot and keeping certain practices will help you feel better and feel more stable. And then, you know, when you're on the road too, I'm not sure what your exact schedule is, but if you can make an effort to get up early and go for a walk or do a, you know, yoga practice right in your room or locally or go to the gym or whatever works for you. The morning is when we can really control our schedule more. So after the first or second day, even if you go out for client drinks, you're going to want to go home a little earlier because you know you want to get up earlier to move your body and do your morning practice. So remember, the morning is our best friend. Our mind is more clear. We have more space. So utilize it wisely and it will help you stay on track.
Yeah, I think those are such great tips. And a big thing is being aware. Lillian, you may have not noticed this maybe the first 6 months you were traveling, and then you're like, this is a repeating pattern. Because a lot of times, if we're not aware of something, we can't fix it. So you're already one step ahead.
Yes,
you know, being aware.
By writing this question. Yes, exactly.
Beautiful. Yeah, being mindful of what's going on and acknowledging it, even if we don't do it perfectly every time, which is fine. At least we know what we want to fix or like where we want to go. And then you can utilize the tips that you just mentioned to try to get there and build that base.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Okay. So the next one's from Melinda and she's living in Blue Mountains, Australia. And she says, do you have any...
I'm like,
you love Australia.
Well, and the Blue Mountains are beautiful. Just lots of kangaroos. Very cool part of the world. Mm.
Did you spend time there too when you were over there?
Well, it's right outside Sydney, so it's kind of like a day trip. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, I'm not too familiar. I know Australia is very big, so.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I'll have to put that on the bucket list. Okay, so for Melinda's question, she's asking you, do you have any suggestions for how to keep up a healthy diet while traveling? I am backpacking around Europe for a year, and I will be staying in hostels without blenders or ovens, and I'm not sure how to make sure I get all my nutrients.
So, Melinda, first of all, awesome. Congratulations. So exciting. You're backpacking for a year, something that's very close to my heart, having been a backpacker myself for some years.
Mm-hmm.
So I will say that, especially if you're going for a year, you have to think of storage, of course, and prioritizing, because there's only so much room in your backpack. I would say number one thing, if I was to leave tomorrow for a trip, the number one health item I would take hands down would be the SBO probiotics, because of immunity, because you're going to be in so many different spaces and you're just going to be in contact with a lot of different external influences, shall we say, different lands, different, you know, just potential pathogens, bacteria, viruses, you just being around people. We don't have to be paranoid of the stuff outside. But the point is, when we strengthen our inner microbiota, when we strengthen our inner terrain, we are not susceptible to much of that outside, much of the outside influences. We can strengthen ourselves. So when you're traveling, immunity becomes like such a big priority, because when we're home and some of us get sick time to time, I mean, it's not the greatest, but we can rest at home or we can go to the doctor. But when you're on the road and you're sick in a hostel or like a guest house, it's just a whole different game. Or if you're, you know, just on some type of schedule, then you miss out. So especially when we're traveling, this goes for backpacking or any type of holiday or anything, we want to really take the probiotics. I would make space in your luggage for a few months. You know, you don't necessarily want to take 12 bottles, but you can take 3 or 4 and then arrange for maybe somewhere you're staying a little bit longer to get more. Because you're not necessarily going to have access to, you know, I don't know if you're going to Eastern Europe. I found that a very difficult place to travel myself as far as food and getting fresh produce. So because certain parts of the world, you know, produce, vegetables, fruit, coming really, you know, looking really vibrant, being really healthy and organic is maybe difficult to find. I would take some greens powder with you. You could take individual packets. I did this when I remember in Eastern Europe. I did it when I was in Mongolia. I did it when I was in Morocco. I just remember certain countries at breakfast, I would put the greens powder with water and I would have that sort of in lieu of the Glow and Green smoothie, because sometimes you just can't find it and you just can't source it. And you want to make sure you're getting all those minerals in your system. You know, it just depends what you're, it's hard for me to say exactly depending on where you're going, but, you know, it may not be a bad idea, especially if you are vegan, plant-based, to take a high quality whole food based multivitamin with you, which will cover your B12. You will cover your basics. You could add a algae based DHA EPA fat pill. I call them fat pills, but they're, you know, these, essential omega pills. If you're not having chia seeds or again, the greens, which are the plant based sources of omega-3. So you would just take a couple supplements. I don't want you to like load your backpack with it, but I think that would cover your bases. And you know, I'm not sure what months you're going, but assuming you're getting some sunlight, vitamin D would be another supplement. But hopefully you're in places where you're getting some sunlight. So that's what I would do. And if you're like, well, that all sounds like too much, then just do at least the SBO probiotic. And then wherever you are, of course, you know, seek out the best options. There's great farmers markets and markets. Oh my God, amazing markets all around the world. It's one of the things that I love to do, whether it's Sri Lanka or Tanzania, wherever I am. So load up at markets, do your best to source. And bon voyage. Have an amazing journey. It's going to be so fun.
Oh, yeah, it sounds amazing. I found, too, when you're traveling, you just kind of have to embrace every country you're in and find the best things. As you said, some countries are way harder than others.
True.
I know when I was in China, it was pretty hard to find great food. It just depends on where you are.
It is. It's challenging in some places, especially with like a language barrier. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised, because I was having, you know, trouble eating in certain places when I was traveling, and then you'd go to a market and you can find like a plethora of food. You just wouldn't think, oh, I'm going to make my own food. But on a, you know, world trip like that, there's more of that than say just a week vacation. You have to sustain yourself.
Exactly.
Awesome, Melinda. And anybody else who's listening, who's planning a big travel trip, we have some great blogs over on My Saluna that we will link to in the show notes today, so you could check out some other travel hacks and just information Kimberly has for big trips and travel. And with that, we will just take a short break here, and then Kim will be back to answer the last two questions.
LaCroix Sparkling Water is a healthy for you and naturally delicious effervescent beverage. It's confirmed as a natural sweetener and sodium innocent beverage with nothing artificial. I get so many questions about what to drink if one is transitioning off soda, including diet soda, which I definitely don't recommend. And LaCroix is a great choice. It also has 24 flavors, which are confirmed to be derived from natural sources with natural fruit essences that are all calorie free. Some of the newest flavors include tangerine, my personal favorite, passion fruit, coconut, lemon, lime, orange, grapefruit, and pure, which is unflavored. All of their products are gluten-free, vegan, kosher, and non-GMO, and are environmentally friendly. Make the switch to LaCroix Sparkling Water, a healthier alternative for you and your lifestyle. Share LaCroix with a friend. I love LaCroix. And again, I think it's an amazing alternative for those that love their fizzy drinks. LaCroix Sparkling Water, a healthier alternative for you and your lifestyle. Everyone has a family member who always tells the best stories, like the one about the first neighborhood TV or the hilarious college prank. StoryWorth helps bring families together every week as they get to know each other better. StoryWorth makes it easy and fun for your loved ones to share their stories with weekly emailed story prompts with questions you've never thought to ask. At the end of the year, they'll get their stories bound in a beautiful hardcover book. Strengthen your family bonds and get to know your loved ones in a whole new way. I gave this gift to my dad, and although we're very close, we don't always get the time to talk about the past. Just on the first week of using StoryWorth, I learned about how much boats were part of his life growing up and his childhood memories. I knew he had a boat, but he told me all sorts of stories about my grandpa and being on the boat together and the time he fell out and my grandpa had to pull him back in. And it was amazing because it just opened up this whole new world about a part of his past I didn't know. So I really believe this is an amazing gift about connection. It helps to preserve memories and pass on treasures to your children and their future families. This is a great gift for the holidays, for your loved one who enjoys telling stories. You can invite an unlimited number of people to receive the stories. For $20 off, visit storyworth.com/feelgood when you subscribe. That's right. For $20 off, visit storyworth.com/feelgood. Hey, beauties, we're back from our break, and we have two more questions for you guys all about travel.
Yes, and this one is from Pamela, and she's living in New York. And she says, I absolutely love the Glowing Green smoothie, and it makes me feel amazing, and I'm finally at a place where I have it every day, and I actually feel sluggish without it. I have a good deal of traveling coming up, and I may not always be able to find a good option of the Glowing Green smoothie. Do you have any tips on how to find a greens powder or a tablet that would be a decent substitute while traveling?
Pamela, thank you for your question. I love the whole evolution of the question, Kay, starting by how she loves the GGS.
it's a little bit of a longer one, but I wanted to share.
I love it. It's good to hear the context that, you know, it's like, okay, we're feeling the effect. We're feeling the experience in our body, which is, wow, that is everything. When we can start to connect to, oh, I'm not just checking something off the list, but it actually really feels good. You know, this whole thing we're talking about with our hashtag feel good movement in Saluna is the more we feel, in a way, the easier life becomes. Mm. And I'm saying it in the most general terms, but most of us are disconnected. We're not feeling anymore because we're overthinking. Mm. So we overthink about what to eat. We overthink about our outfit. We overthink about our bodies. We pick on ourselves. We overthink about what to say or what to write or what to do. But we have this inner wisdom when we tune into when we feel. We can actually be felt in the body, you know, like a gut feeling. We say, or we feel things in our heart, or we can feel things. We hold stress in our bodies. I held it in my stomach, which is part of the reason I was so bloated all the time and constipated. And had I tuned in more to my body, I would have felt, you know, that I needed to release emotions, talk about things, figure out a way to, you know, reconcile certain things. Anyways, we go on and on about this. This is more of this is what we talk about in the Feel Good Circle, by the way, beauties. If you haven't joined us, it's our online community, really, Kay. It's our virtual online circle for talking about emotional, mental, spiritual growth and exploration. It's really, really special. It's only $5.55 a month to join, with access to the community and the audios and the videos and the themes and the journal prompts. So it's something I'm personally really passionate about, which is why, again, our hashtag for Soluna is the Feel Good Movement, because it's really when we start to connect in and we start to feel, we start to really intuit what our body needs. We're part of nature, so it's particularly all these plants and all these botanicals and, you know, what's in the Glowing Green smoothie, we start to really connect that, wow, this feels really good to me because this is the most nourishing food. So we just become so connected to what we're eating. We become more connected to ourselves. We become more connected to what we're feeling so that we can see it and, you know, deal with it, process it, release it. We feel connected to life, really. And this comes from personal experience because I was so disconnected from myself for years, Kay. I was, you know, in my head a lot, overthinking, overanalyzing, anxious. I was disconnected from my body. I was just obsessed with losing weight and eating things that would help me lose weight, so I thought, but didn't really feel good.
Right.
So this whole idea of tuning in, connecting with ourselves, you know, before we came on, Kay, you and I were meditating together. We were doing breath work. And it's so amazing when we get into our bodies, it's life becomes very different, doesn't it? We slow down, we feel peaceful. We're here.
Yeah. To just think about your breath for a moment when there's so much going on can calm you down and bring you back into your body and, you know, help you make better choices, be calmer.
Yes.
And like you said, you know, feeling sluggish, say, without the Glowing Green smoothie, just being aware of, like, what makes you feel good, what makes you feel bad is a step in the right direction.
Exactly. And so we're starting to tune in with that feeling in the morning. So as far as substitutes, Pamela, I'll say that I do think this is an important thing to offer. In the past, I've used a variety of different brands, including Green Vibrance for green powder. I've tried the Garden of Life one. There's different ones I've tried. Sometimes I'll also use just, you know, Hawaiian spirulina, which you would use in tiny amounts because it's pretty bitter. So I rotated. And full disclosure, a little insider information, if you were listening to this podcast 328 and nobody else, right, Kay? We are working on a greens powder, actually, that is going to be very special because the key ingredient is a super regenerative plant that you cut it and by the next day it's grown back. So it's, you know, I won't go into too much detail now, but we've been working with our formulators for a while. And it can be added to your GGS or taken separately, but it's super regenerative, super, immunity and energy boosting. And it has some moringa, some spirulina, some of the other greens, but it has this power plant as the main green. Nothing fully replaces the GGS. It's fresh. It's got fiber. It's got everything in it. So for now, I would say I would take a greens powder over just a green tablet personally for just helping with absorption. So any of those brands I mentioned are some good go-tos. And you can, I like the individual packets when I travel, so I know the serving size. It's less messy. You're not carrying something bulky in your suitcase. Right. So just get some of those packets and, put them in your suitcase and you're good to go. And then once you get home, of course, get back to your fresh GGS.
Yeah. And one thing Kimberly mentioned a while ago, if you didn't hear, Pamela, depending on where you're traveling, I never thought to do this, is you can ask your hotel if they can make it. Because I never personally thought to ever do that until you mentioned it. So, I mean, maybe not everywhere, but if it feels appropriate, it doesn't hurt to ask.
It's a great idea. I'm laughing because sometimes, you know, I get a funny look or they're like, oh, okay. Like they kind of get surprised, but a lot of hotels will do it.
Right. Yeah. Definitely depending on, you know, where you are. And most hotels have a blender and those ingredients. So you can make it happen if you really, really want to. Okay, awesome. So let's jump into the last question, which is from Monica, and she's living in lovely Honolulu, Hawaii. And her question is, do you have any tips for dealing with jet lag?
So Monica, great question. Very practical tip when we are on the road. As I will be in a few days, I'm going to be crossing many time zones with Bubby. It's going to be interesting now that he's a little bit older.
Yes.
To Bali. So
amazing.
Hold on to your hats. It's going to be a long one. So I think it's really important what we do on the plane actually to help minimize. We want to not, yeah, we don't want to eat super, super heavy. Because when you're on the plane, our digestion does slow down and we just want to make sure that we're not starting off the trip really heavy. We want our body's energy to be used as much as possible to reacclimating ourselves. So I would say on the plane, you know, stay hydrated for sure. Drink a lot of water, avoid alcohol, eat pretty lightly, bring your own food if need be. And then once you, and you know, stay on track with your probiotics. Once you get there, you know, they say just try as much as possible. If you need to take a nap, great, but try to get right on the schedule. So sometimes I have to make myself stay up a little bit later or a lot later or kind of force myself to try to go to bed. But it is important versus just, you know, kind of letting it run out for days and days. I find that if I get right on schedule, I start eating dinner when everybody else does. Your body, your digestion starts to help reset your sleep times because everything works synergistically. I've also read it's a great idea to get, this sounds weird, but sun on your legs, the back of your legs.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. There are certain spots that are said to just help reprogram your circadian rhythms for some reason. So sunlight is always really great. And, you know, somehow there's some points supposedly on the back of your legs. So that could be a good practice, staying hydrated. And because we're trying to reset, staying away from alcohol and caffeine both, which rev us up and can, you know, kind of deplete us in different ways for the first few days. Try to be plant-based for a few days if you are not usually, but largely plant-based. Again, just because it's much lighter on your digestion and your energy can reset. And then you can, you know, I carry essential oils when I travel, which I find always help me stay on track. Charlene would be the better person, our aromatherapy expert who comes on. She would be the best person to ask about jet lag. But I believe in the past, Kay, you know, certain ones like peppermint can be great. And then she says Roman chamomile is really great for taking out moodiness and annoyances if that happens while you're jet lagged. And of course, lavender is always really soothing and really calming. And all the oranges, all the citruses, she would say are the ones that lift your mood. So having some essential oils when you travel too, while in that period while you're getting acclimatized, can feel really nice and nourishing as well.
Yeah, such great tips. Jet lag's a huge deal when you're traveling, whether it's going or coming back.
Yeah.
It's kind of on both ends of the spectrum to prepare. So those are great tips. And, you know, as we mentioned, we have a lot of great resources for you guys over on mysaluna.com. We have our Honeybee blog, which is our hub. It's our hive where we have all of our information. We have that lovely name for it because we're just, you know, a community, and it's something that Kimberly created for you guys just to go out and check out. So I'll link to some interesting articles as well. A lot of people are asking for travel information that you guys can look over. And we actually just had an interview with Charlene, if you're into aromatherapy, since we're just talking about that, which aired last week. You could check out episode 325.
Wow. So, okay. The next week I'm gonna tell a quick story of why we called it Honeybee.
Yeah, we'll do that for you guys. So make sure you tune in to next week's Thursday Q&A, so we can talk a little bit about the hive and where that comes from, and we'll share more with you guys. And if you haven't been over on the site, and you mainly listen on the podcast channel, please check it out. It's beautifully designed. We updated our user experience for you. We think you'll really love it.
Hey.
yay. And without further ado, just how we love to wrap up the show for you guys today, Kimberly is going to share with you her inspirational thought of the week.
Here it is, beauties. Treasure an amazing experience, then let it go, rather than feel sad when it comes to an end. This makes space for the next amazing thing. So it's natural now we're around the holidays, and sometimes there's a tendency to feel sad after the holidays, or sometimes in the middle of it, if there's like a party or the day, you know, whatever you celebrate, and then there's a little let down. So it's just important reminder that, you know, when we're always here in the now or here in the moment, we enjoy things, but then we let them go. Because if we have sadness about, you know, what happened, it means we're trying to hold on, and there's resistance, and it actually keeps us from fully being in this moment. So it's a funny thing about time where we're always in the internal now. So really being in the now means we're enjoying, we're letting go. We're present, we let go, and then we're present, and we're here. So just a little reminder, I hope you have amazing holidays coming up. Enjoy them. But remember that every day is a new adventure, a time to take a fresh deep breath in and see how our life journey keeps evolving and growing, and every day can be amazing. So we really just want to be here now, and yeah, just surrender, let go, and enjoy this moment. So
I love that quote. It's so fitting. I always do that. I always get really sad when something I've been looking forward to comes over. So that definitely resonates with me, that, you know, that's a great way to put it, that you are making space for something else to happen, and, you know, just to enjoy things in the moment. So that's lovely for everybody. I know a lot of people deal with that. And if you guys have a question or a topic you'd want us to talk about on the show, please go to mysaluna.com/askKimberly, fill out the form, let us know what you're thinking, and we'll hopefully air it on an upcoming show.
Awesome, Kay. Thank you so much for gathering the questions and for being with us. Thank you, beauties, for tuning in. I send you so much love, so much gratitude for you and your energy and your presence here with us. And if you haven't yet left us a review on iTunes, please just take a moment to do so. It's a really wonderful way to support the energy of the show. So thank you so much in advance. Have a great rest of your week. Take great care. Have a great weekend. Remember, we're also on Instagram for daily inspiration @_KimberlySnyder. Otherwise, we will see you back here Monday for our interview podcast. Till then, take care. Lots of love.